Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Since be forgotten, never brought to mind. Should all acquaintance be forgot, and all anxiety, for all anxiety, my dear, for all anxiety, we'll take a cup of kindness yet, for all anxiety.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14, 2023, see ya, 2024 is upon us, here we are, happy new year, from the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. That's it, episode over. Just kidding. Just kidding. You guys have one last episode with us for 2023. And here we are to share with you. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bat. And you are?
I am Alex.
Hello. So what do you feel about that song?
How I do love you feel that about song. That?
Do it you? Makes, it's weird.
It makes me sad, though.
I know. I love it, but I always get sad when I hear it.
It's weird. It makes me sad because
I don't know.
It's something from when I was younger, though. I feel like New Year's is always, I don't know. It's like after the holidays, and now the holidays are done after New Year's. It would always make me sad in that sense.
Well, I guess I go darker, but it always makes me like remember all the people that were lost this year. I don't know. It's weird.
It is sad. It's a sad song.
Yes. But I don't know. I do like it. I do.
Mm-hmm. I love hearing it. It's pretty, but it makes me sad.
Yeah. But anyway. I don't know.
In the Sex and the City movie, there was one version that they played, and it was at a sad part. Not a sad part. It was, like, depressing, but happy.
Really?
But not. I don't know.
All right. I actually liked the movie New Year's
Eve.
Eve? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Zac Efron?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. That's good. And then there was the Valentine's Day one. Mm-hmm. Which one was Ashton Kutcher in? Was he Valentine's Day?
I think Valentine's
Day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Day.
No, I think it was New Year's.
No, I think it was New Year's Eve.
It was New Year's one. It was. It was definitely New Year's
Eve. Valentine's Day?
I don't know, but it was definitely New Year's Eve.
It was.
Yeah, I'm looking up. Yeah, and the girl, the other girl from...
Lea Michele.
Yeah, she was in it with Ashton Kutcher.
Yes, I love Lea Michele.
And Valentine's Day movie, I'm going to look it up right now, of 2010.
Damn.
Who was in it?
Let's see. Julia Roberts. I was going to say that. Anne Hathaway. Oh, Jessica Biel.
Yeah, and Bradley Cooper.
Oh, right.
Taylor Swift, yeah. I think she made the cameo thing. There's a lot of cameo people.
Yeah.
In it. Jamie Foxx, and yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like New Year's Day. New Year's Eve. Yeah, the movie. He worked in the, the flower shop.
Yes.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. Mm-hmm. Another thing I don't like with New Year's is New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You know what mine always is?
I don't. What is it?
I'm not going to curse as much.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It never, ever once
Okay. That's the only editing I ever have to do on this podcast.
You're right.
Is every like third line that you
say.
No, I'm kidding.
But I will slip every once in a while. And I'm like, and then I'll be like, I'm like, wait, I can't say that either.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it for two reasons. One, because most people, including myself, just never keep it.
Right. When have you ever had a New Year's resolution? I've never.
Every single year.
Shut up. Go ahead, because then you're going to say something stupid. And then what was number two?
I am going to leave my wife. Yeah. And it never happens.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
You'd be lost.
Number two is, I think it's silly, like, why wait until January 1st
right.
to be like,
I agree.
I want to better myself.
I agree.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Although Tom Brady always says he has his podcast, the Let's Go podcast, and I always listen to it.
Yeah.
And he says, not even New Year's resolution, but he's always like, be a better person today than you were yesterday.
Yes.
And if you do that every single day, you'll
be the best person in the world.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So,
speaking of Tom Brady,
I kind of like that.
Speaking of him, yeah. I actually got a bunch of Brady
brand
gear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because none of it is he doesn't have any female clothing yet. It's all for men, women's. Yeah, yeah, I don't know why I said female. But it's, yeah, there's no women's clothing yet. But I rock it. I love it. It's so comfortable.
I mean, listen, it's Brady. And you don't know this yet, but I actually ordered a hoodie too.
Sick.
I do. And one of the hats. It was $10.
Nice.
I'm never going to wear it, but it's $10 for the hat. So I did it.
Cool.
So, yeah. But it's the same hoodie that you have.
Oh, really?
So we got to like...
I wear it every day.
Talk about when you're going to wear it, when I'm going to wear it.
Nope, because the one time I don't wear it and you wear it, we're going to see Tom Brady. I will be so mad. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I figure if we ever go to a football game, we could both wear it.
That's the only time.
That'd be acceptable. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right. A couple shout outs.
Yeah.
First of all, Janelle.
Hey, hey.
Has been hitting you up about our Christmas episode.
I'm sorry that I didn't know it was Donner and I thought it was Donald. I'm a Disney person and I was thinking of the duck. Okay. Mm-hmm. And go ahead, because I know what the next one is.
And then Altar hit me up.
Don't worry. I'm good. Okay, my sister's Christmas card did have pictures on it. So there will be video evidence of me burning.
Yes. Yes.
But I said to you, because in the text between you and him, it was like, oh, I can't wait to see you burn these Christmas cards. But Arturo, you sent us a Christmas card. So are you involved in this burning?
Yes, but he has kids. It's different. If you have a kid on
my
a Christmas card,
my sister has a lizard. It's different. No, I know. It's different. I can't burn children's faces.
Actually,
that's so mean.
Do like seeing cards with like babies on it.
Well, yeah, they're cute. We have hanging up.
But your sister, a 20-something-year-old person, adult,
with a lizard,
and a cat on the card. I wish she sent this to you because I want to burn it so bad. But you got to do it.
I agree.
So there will be video footage of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking to it. I made the bet
Listen,
or whatever it was.
You know what we do here. If you say it, you got to do it.
Right.
I know you'll do it. I know. So that's going to be up there. So I love that Altura holds us 2 hours.
Yes. Thanks. No, I don't care. I was going to do it anyway. Yeah. It's okay. Now we just will record it.
Mm-hmm. And then Mike from Christmas House, Long Island. He's been hitting us up back and forth. We've been talking.
Uh-huh.
And we actually went to Christmas House.
We did.
Not that you know when we're recording, but we went to it yesterday.
Right.
So he'll know when we are recording this.
Yes.
And we are going to do a full episode on them.
We are.
We were thinking of kind of putting a segment into this episode.
Yeah.
And we're like, nah, Christmas House deserves their own episode.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of things to talk about. So I feel like it would take up a lot of this episode anyway. So we might as well just give it its own.
Yes. And you know how I am with remembering names, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I spoke
by the way, if anyone knows.
Absolutely, like, the worst. That's, like, my one thing in life that I'm probably worse at than anything else.
Like, literally, he could meet someone, like, so many times and be like, what's their name?
Yeah. And, like, legitimately, and I did it yesterday, I was talking to the guy working the Christmas house. Mm-hmm. And we had, like, decent conversation.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, what was your name? And he said it. By the time I got to you, I forgot it. And you were like 4 feet from me.
But you know what's crazy is that you remember, like, I'll say in May, I'll see something on TV, be like, oh, it's cool. I want that. And then in December, my birthday or Christmas rolls around and there it is. And I'm like, oh, wow, I totally forgot about that. But you remember those things. Like, you remember other things well.
I don't know why I'm so bad with names, literally, and I feel so bad because he's such a nice guy. And I was talking to him for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time literally 4 feet that I got to you, I took like 3 steps.
It's like you're like a goldfish.
I forgot his name. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's up? Guy.
Hi. You got Christmas house. Guy.
So yeah, a couple of shout outs I didn't want to forget.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And everybody else that listens. Hello.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah, but all right, let's get into it.
Yeah,
our 2023 Anything Goes podcast. Everything we did this past year.
It was a good year.
Yes, and it's crazy that, well, two things. First of all, we have like, this is episode 218.
Crazy.
And to look back at all the episodes we did this year, I would have thought it was like 2-3 years ago.
I remember you said that last year.
Yeah. And I don't know, it's crazy to think that, like, we did this episode this year.
Which episode?
Like, the ones I'm going to name.
Okay.
Right? So I should almost, like, test you.
This you did last time, I
did
think.
Did I? That's I so think, funny. I yeah, think. Yeah, I could see that. But anyway, this is kind of, it's not the first episode we did, but I was looking through it, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is, like, on the verge of, do we do it this year, last year? But the episode about me, like the Greg episode.
Oh, I knew that was this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway. Just because a lot of people were texting me. Yeah. And like all summer when we would see my family, like my aunts and uncles, they were like, I didn't know that. Oh my goodness. It all makes sense now.
Yes. Yes. So all right, we didn't get into that. But first, let's do a rundown of what episodes we did. And we can kind of stop and talk about any if we want to.
Okay.
But this year is also when we linked up with Paranormal.
Right.
Which
is crazy.
Because I feel like that was so long ago.
Me too. Yeah.
So long ago. And we did like live paranormal investigations with them. Like,
yeah, that was crazy.
The internet. And it's crazy. So yeah, so the first episode of 2023 was with Daryl Mushroom.
Right. That was really cool.
It's crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we did a challenge episode.
Of course. Got to throw that in there.
We are not fans of this season.
Season 40.
Not a fan.
Season 40 we'll talk about. Season 39. The only time we'll talk about it is to tell you how bad it is.
Yeah. And it's bad.
And how I love, the only part of it that I love is that somehow Bananas has a storyline and he's not even on the season.
Uh-huh. Because he was on House of Villains, which I actually enjoyed.
It's crazy. A lot of people did. It was 2023. It was I forgot how it was put, but it was the most watched new reality show since like 2020 or 2019. I forget which year, but yeah, it's like one of the top.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was good.
It really was. And I feel like the cast, not all of them, but like four of them knew, like, yeah, you got to put on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bananas, the guy Bobby, New York, as crazy as she is, she knew, like, okay, I have to, you know, you put the show on for the cameras.
Yeah, they played into the show.
Yeah, so they were good.
But. Yes, yeah. But so we did the Ride or Dies season challenge. And then we did our most annoying episode ever.
Oh, we should do another one of those.
Yeah. We would have to listen back, though, because we're going to repeat everything that...
Don't chew with your mouth open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah. So...
That pretty much sums up mine.
Yeah. And yeah, there's a lot that I had, and I don't want to get into it, because I'm just going to get...
Annoyed. Yeah, I already am annoyed from...
You know what else I'm actually really annoyed about?
Christmas cards.
Yes. And the person sitting next to me.
You're such a dork.
Then we did the Royal Rumble 2023, which we have to do every year.
Right.
You know. And then we actually hosted our first ever event live.
Yes.
We did Uprise Wrestling.
That's right.
The 10-year anniversary show.
That was fun.
So, yeah.
I actually had even more fun than I thought I was going to there. Because it was just funny. Like, the crowd was really into it and everything. It was a good time.
Yeah. So, that was cool. We actually, like, I don't know. We're part of their history now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, and when I say this, it's going to be crazy. Because I feel like we've been going to this place forever. But in February... The first time we ever went to Crayola Experience.
Oh my goodness.
Of this year. And
we're going this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
That's because whenever we find something like decent, we kill it.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay, we have to go there until we literally want to throw up from the thought of it.
Yeah. So we either keep something or kill it, and we keep it until
it kills us.
Yeah. And we're actually going this weekend.
It's funny. I actually, for the longest time, not the first time we went, but I'm pretty sure the second time we went, we got a stomach bug. The girls got a stomach bug. Remember, we went to someone's house for their son's birthday party?
Yes.
Someone had a stomach bug there.
Yes.
Gave it to one of our daughters. She puked all over the place for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then our other daughter got it. And then I got it. And you got it.
Yeah. And then we went to Crayola.
That when I had it, the peak of me having it, we went to Crayola.
Yes, and then we thought that's where we got it from, right? Did we think that or no?
No,
we thought it was from somewhere. And then five days later, he texted me, he's like, oh, by
the
way,
how you guys feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone at the party got sick.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we did childhood movies that are so bad, they are so good.
That's good.
That was a fun one. Everyone.
Yeah. There's actually, I feel like we could probably do another one of those because there's a page I follow, which I should almost see if he wants to be on the podcast. And it's like a guy who's like our age and it's called 90, what is it? Oh, I forgot what it's called, but it's 90s. Pretty much like if you're from the 90s or grew up in the 90s, you can relate to it. It's like millennials. Okay. And he always does throwback stuff. And I'm like, wow, I totally forgot about that show or that snack or that game, like Break the Ice. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, with the penguins.
I used to love that game, and you hit it with a little hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot about it, and then it just brought back so many memories. I feel like we should do, like, a 90s episode.
Gotcha. Funny. Let's do it. Listen, I'm with it.
90s, yeah.
Anything goes, bro.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we did Wawa. Why it's so good. I'm pretty much known as like Mr. Wawa at work.
You are, because every morning you have tea in a Wawa cup.
Yeah, Wawa cup.
Whether you get it from Wawa or I make it in the house and give it to you in a Wawa cup.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised I didn't give you a Wawa gift card for... My sister gave us Wawa gift card, though, for Christmas.
I thought I was going to get one from work.
Yeah, me too.
I was.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointed with your work people.
No, they were good to you.
Yeah. No, I know. But Wawa. Why is it so good? Wawa. Take a listen to our February 24th episode.
Oh, wow. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we hit March and we did our fifth of Six Flags episode, which was Fright Fest.
That feels so long ago.
Yeah. Sure does.
Please, I don't want to talk about Six Flags.
And then, all right, we're moving on.
Okay, good.
And then our 175th episode was part one of three of me.
Yeah, we got to get to the second one.
Well,
it's been a while. Yeah.
It's almost been a year.
Yeah.
So it's time. And then we actually did something that we've never done ever on our podcast ever. Mm-hmm. And we replayed an episode.
Well.
Yeah, because.
Rolly.
Yeah, Rolly Crump.
Yes, he's one of the original Disney Imagineers.
Mm-hmm.
He had inspiration into It's a Small World. He's the one who made the clock in It's a Small World, the little face that goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of inspiration into Haunted Mansion, which actually now, since his passing, which kind of annoys me that they didn't put it before he passed.
I know.
But there's the little, I forgot what he was called. Like Candleman, Waxman or Candleman or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They put him in the attic in Haunted Mansion. He's super tiny, so you really have to like be able to know where he is or like really look to see him. But they put him in like honor of him, I think. Which was cool.
Yeah, so, you know, we've never replayed an episode, but that was
And he's actually, needed. That's one to listen to if you're like a Disney fan.
Yeah.
And he was so fun. Like, just the things he said, he was so, like, on his game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was funny.
Yeah. So, Disney legend. He worked side by side with
Walt. Literally, there's pictures of him.
With Walt Disney.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, that's as close as I'm going to get.
I know.
No.
I know. Well, that's part of the 6 degrees of separation.
I always forget what number it is. I was going to say it, and I'm like, seven, eight, six? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess that would be second degree to us.
Well, we didn't meet him. We just spoke to him.
That's true.
So it's if speaking, if you want to go by speaking wise.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he told us stories about him with Walt. So I almost felt like, I don't know, like, oh my God, you were with Walt. We get to hear these stories. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yep. And then we did WrestleMania 39 with Leon.
Right. So he is the encyclopedia of wrestling.
Always good to talk with Leon about
anytime
anything
I have any question about wrestling, I'm like, Greg, can you text Leon?
Oh, I do. And within minutes, he has
the answer.
Yep. And without using Google.
Yes. He is Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now April Fool's episode was the Moon Geeks. Those guys were clowns. In the best way possible.
That's hysterical, yes.
Yeah, they were super entertaining.
They were. Yeah, they were funny.
They make music from New York City. And then we did a WrestleMania 39 recap based on, you know, the breakdown of what
we thought. Did before, like, our predictions, and then after that actually happened.
Yes, to see what was...
Goodness, what I'm so sorry we did two episodes on this. Looking back, must have been a slow time for us.
And then we went to opening day for the New York Mets.
Baseball.
So we spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be back soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did an episode with Mike DiBella. He was a musician from Staten Island I grew up with.
Right.
So that was a good episode, good talk, reminiscing.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to old friends.
Mm-hmm. And then we did a Halfway to Halloween episode.
Yeah, the real Halfway to Halloween.
Yeah, yes. And from there, it was Bamboozle Weekend.
Oh my goodness. Talk about it feeling like... So long ago. It's funny. Right. That feels like so long ago, but then also feels like yesterday. It's weird.
Yeah. And we really went down a rabbit hole with that one.
Yeah.
We sure did. Yeah. And we spoke about Bamboozle. We were supposed to go and it got canceled the week of. So you can go back to our May episodes. We did three in a row.
Right.
And actually, the May 12th, Bamboozle-less weekend, and our interview with NoXO was the most listened to episode this year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look at that. Was.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Going back to the stats. Yeah. So it's a crazy story. If you guys haven't heard it, and if you're interested in like music and festivals and all that, and go check it out because it's crazy to think.
Yeah. I mean, I would think if you're into music at all, you know about it.
Yes.
Because it was, even if you don't know that kind of music, it was all over the place.
Yeah, it was all news. Yeah. And it started as skate and surf. So if you remember those days.
Right.
Turned to Bamboozle and what a mess that became.
Yeah.
And then we did another challenge, the World Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we interviewed Blake from Nine Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, but he was our waiter back in Atlantic City years ago. Mm-hmm. And now he's pretty much touring like all over the place.
Everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, all over. And he's going to California. Mm-hmm. He just played with Insane Clown Posse in Texas.
That's crazy.
And I'm pretty sure I saw that they're going overseas.
Yes, I think you told me that they're going overseas.
Crazy. Yeah. They're like blowing up and he just got engaged.
Oh my God, congratulations.
So yeah, his life is like...
awesome.
Yeah, taken off. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then we did one of our random episodes. And then from there, we spoke about the girls' first concert ever.
Yes.
At PNC, three doors down.
Wow, I feel like they've been to so much since then.
Right.
But when was that?
June 30th.
Yeah, they went. What else did we take? We took them to other shows.
To Starting Line. Starting Line. And that's Newfound Glory.
Oh my goodness.
They played, yeah. Right, right. Newfound Glory played Let It Go, Frozen Cult cover.
Oh my goodness. And it's funny because the girls were like half passing out and they were like, Elsa?
Uh-huh. And they thought like 25,000 people were singing for them.
Oh my God. It's the best. The best.
And they were singing along. So cute. Mm-hmm. And then we spoke about how we grew up 4th of July.
Yes.
Spending our childhood.
That's a fun one. I always love like throwback type episodes. Yeah.
And then from there, we interviewed our niece and nephew, Emily and Ben. Always a fun listen.
Always. Interviewing always kids. Always fun to talk to those crazy kids.
Uh-huh. And getting their perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the episode on our near-death experiences.
Yeah, which we've had many. Yeah,
quite a few.
Yeah.
And if I'm a cat and have 9 lives, I think I have 1 left.
Yeah, great.
So let's be safe out there.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You, talk to yourself about that.
I know. And then we just did a random thought episode.
Another one that we were like, yeah, let's use some random stuff.
Yes.
We don't know.
Well, we always like have like things we want to talk about, but it's never enough for
a full episode. So we're like, let's just collect them all. Mm-hmm. Like we're probably doing now. And then in like 6, 7, 8 weeks from now, we'll be like, okay, let's do one.
Which actually I have one.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about it now.
Go.
Okay. So how would you feel about this, right?
Okay, go.
And I have to set up this story.
I understand.
Okay. So how would you feel? Let's say we went to WrestleMania.
Oh,
okay. Right? Let's say we're there, and we're there for the pre-show, and they have a pre-show match.
Okay.
Right? And it's some, like, guy that you don't know. Some, like, jobber guy, like, new, like, independent wrestler that, like, you have no idea who he is.
Got
right?
it.
And then the next guy comes out with, like, a mask, right? And you don't know who he is. He's,
all right.
You never heard of him, right?
Right.
So, ding, 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 the match starts, and you're sitting there watching, but you're, like, we're all the way up top. You know, we kind of like see on the screen, so we're like watching a little bit, but
not really.
You know,
we're
talking. It's like, who are these guys, right?
Right.
Winds up being a 1-hour Iron Man match.
Oh my God!
Right.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there watching for an entire hour, just waiting for like WrestleMania to start.
Right.
And like, let's go, you know. But you're just like kind of watching and just talking and just like, oh, when's it gonna end?
Right.
When's a good part gonna come? And then right at the end, with like 3 minutes left,
who takes off
the
mask?
The guy with the mask hits an RKO.
Oh.
Takes off the mask and it's Randy Orton.
I'd be so, first of all, I would know if it was Randy Orton.
Well, no, because we're way high up.
I don't care.
And we're kind of like watching on the screen. And he also is wearing like full clothes. And
I would know, but I understand what you're trying to get at. Like, we didn't watch it and then we'll be mad because it's someone we like.
Like, you did watch it, but you like weren't paying attention.
Right.
So how would you feel about that?
I'd be like, well, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But also like, how did I not notice? I feel like it has to be somebody else because I feel like Orton I would know. Let's say
like Rollins.
Okay.
Or AJ Styles.
All right. Either I think as long as one of them don't do like their specific move.
Yeah.
Then I won't know, you know.
And then would you go back and rewatch the match?
No chance.
If it was Orton, would you like go back on TV and rewatch it?
It's funny. I was about to be like, well, maybe if I was like cleaning the house, I would throw it on. But that's the same thing as.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't watch an hour of it.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
So where I'm getting at is, and this is random, and you'll know when I say it because I told you about it, but we went to a Starting Line concert in December.
Right.
This month.
Yeah.
Wow, that was this month. And we met some guy, and he's like, oh, I heard a podcast, and they were talking about you on it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like, they were talking about me on it with Pooh Bear and stuff.
Right.
And Kenny and you know, was on it. So I'm like, well, obviously I have to listen to this podcast.
Right.
So it was like 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Right.
The podcast, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know when they talk about me. So
I'm going to listen to the whole thing.
Whole thing. right? And I'm listening to it. And when I start the podcast, like, no introduction. I never listened to this podcast before. So I don't know what the guys sound like. I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know. So they don't even, like, introduce themselves. So I don't know. I'm just, like, listening. And I'm, like, kind of, they're talking about a lot of stuff that I don't, I'm not really interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm listening. But kind of, I'm like,
well, oh, when is Kenny? Oh, my gosh, who was it?
And I was like, well, when is Kenny coming on? You know, like, when are they going to mention me? This, you
was
know,
it
when
him the whole time?
The entire time. Kenny was one of them.
No way.
The entire episode, an hour and 20 minutes.
But you know what's funny is when they were talking about, when I heard the part when they were talking about you, like, yeah, you know, I listened to it also.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, that doesn't sound like Kenny.
No, it didn't. It didn't. And then it was like, and I only knew
because
they do like a podcast and they record it live. And yeah, they, well, I don't know if it's live, but they record it and they put it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, wait, what? That was him? Because then he started talking about me. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's him? So I went on YouTube thing. And from the very beginning, it was him the entire episode.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And I was like, ugh, I can't believe I sat through this whole thing.
Without like, knowing it's him.
Without knowing, like, listen, but didn't really listen because I wasn't really interested in, like, the topics they were talking about.
Right, right.
And they were talking at one point, like, I don't know if it's like a TV show or something that I just didn't care
about.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, just when are they going to have Kenny on?
Right, right. And where is the starting line?
The whole time, like, oh, I cannot get myself to re-listen to this.
Yeah.
So,
I wouldn't either.
And I thought, I was like, well, that would kind of be like if we went to wrestling and Randy Orton was in the ring for an hour and we didn't even know. You know, we're like so high up that we don't know it's him. And then all of a sudden he hits an RKO. We're like, oh, it was him the whole time.
Right, right. Like, oh man, you know? We missed it.
Yeah. Because it was like the last 5 minutes and he talks about me. And I'm like, oh my God, it was him the entire episode. That's crazy.
It's so funny because I literally was like, that does not sound like Kenny. Because like when Kenny talks, not even sings, but when he talks during concerts,
yeah,
he has a like a very distinct voice.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it's weird.
It was
I guess
so
he has a podcast
weird.
Voice.
I guess, I don't know, it was so weird. I'm like, I just can't get myself to listen to it again.
Well, that's,
as much as I love him, I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it was, I mean, I guess kind of funny now, but it definitely wasn't funny.
Yeah.
When I was trying to get through the episode.
That's funny though.
Yeah. So that's my random thought of.
Of the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If yeah. I think of a random thought, I'll
actually
let you.
Was one other one that I wanted to connect with this and then do a random episode, but I'll try to remember the other one.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have random thoughts
yeah.
pretty much all day.
That's funny.
Every day.
Yeah.
So.
All right. And then from there, we did our, so we were planning to go to Disney and take mm-hmm. our girls for the first time ever.
Yes.
So we were going there mid to late August.
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning of August, we did our expectations, what it would be like with them.
Yeah.
So,
which I think we were pretty like for, cause we know our kids. So I think we were like pretty on point with it.
Yeah.
We mm-hmm. did think they were going to have more tantrums than they did.
We did. Yes.
So we're actually
yes.
really good there.
Yeah. For us a few points.
Well, yes. Where, but for, yeah. you know, pretty much funny, 2 year old.
The points where I thought they were going to be really into were the points where they had like the
yes,
meltdowns.
Yes.
And it wasn't many, yeah. but yeah.
And then like we thought they'd be into a lot of things and one of them was like, yeah, I'm afraid of all this.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But we'll see you next time.
Yep. And then in August, before we went to Disney, we were driving around, you know, shopping. Well, not shopping, but just buying the things we needed for the trip.
Yeah.
And we passed by a local
oh,
store, which was open for the season of Spirit Halloween.
I screamed when
in
I saw
August.
It. Now I'm like, oh my God, I can't even.
Yeah.
Talk about going to something so much you kill it. That was because our girls loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, it wasn't as good as last year. Last year, it had a lot of cool stuff. This year, it was like all like straight up like, here, use this animatronic to scare people.
Yeah.
Where yeah. I feel like Spirit Halloween a lot of time is like different. It's like some scary, some funny, some, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know.
Although, as much we killed it, I wish it was still open now.
Oh, me too.
I think the other day I was like, oh, I wish Spirit Halloween was
we
open.
We passed it. Yeah. We Kohl's is right near our uh-huh. Spirit Halloween, well, where our Spirit Halloween usually goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a, you know, corpse again.
Right.
We went to the Kohl's and we were like, oh man, how nice would it be? Because you could have ran into Spirit Halloween with the
yeah,
girls and I would have ran into
we had like an hour to kill and I was like, oh, it'd be perfect if I could yes, bring them there yes, for an hour and yeah. kill it. And mm-hmm. yeah, so. All right. Well, that was, we did a Spirit Halloween episode based on that because
yes.
we were super excited it was open.
Yeah.
And then from there, we went to see your Britney Spears themed Broadway
yes.
play Once Upon a One More Time.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. so good. Like, it's funny. That's one of those things where it's like, oh, I wish I could see it again, but I wouldn't. Like, I don't need to see it a second time, but but I wish I could see it for the first time again.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Because it really was. And it was all like Disney princess themed, mm-hmm. plus all Britney Spears songs. It was like, wait, did someone get in my mind and say, okay, this is what you'll want to see?
How crazy is that?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, for real. Britney Spears and Disney.
And Disney. Like, are you kidding?
So funny. All the princesses and all Britney Spears songs. And
yep.
That was like made for
and
you.
And it was like, it's so funny because I'm very like, I'm women empowerment and stuff, but I'm also not like to the annoying part of it of like, women are better than every, you know, like some mm-hmm. women go too far with it.
Right.
And just like men go, you know, same,
yeah.
whatever. Mm-hmm. This was like the perfect amount of it. It was like, we're strong. We could do it on our own,
mm-hmm.
but not too like in your face, down your throat kind of thing. Right. So it was, mm-hmm. I would want our daughters to see it when they get older.
Gotcha.
Because it's fun and a good message.
Mm-hmm. And with that episode also, we spoke about our upcoming Disney trip because we were about to go. And we ranked the new 6 Disney rides that we didn't go on yet and what we thought our favorite would be.
Yeah.
Out of 6 new ones.
And I was off.
Yeah, we were both off with that. Yeah. We were both off.
Although I knew that Rise of the Resistance I wouldn't love as much as everybody else does. Because I just, it's Star Wars. I don't really, you know. But you didn't know about Harry Potter and you loved Harry Potter back then. So, but I did like it. I just wasn't blown away like other people because other people know details. I don't know, what that thing in the corner is. I don't, you know.
No, I gotcha.
I just see the big things that they put in your face.
Yeah, of course. Right. We don't know all, like, the Easter eggs that...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for our 199th episode, we did a Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights preview of what was going to be this year for them.
Right.
Even though we didn't go, but it's still Halloween and it's Universal.
Fun to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. And
I feel like a lot of people, that's like their... the biggest thing ever mm-hmm. for them, you know. So,
yeah, and you know, it's Universal and Halloween and horror and all that stuff.
I will say, as much as I don't really love the houses there, the walkthroughs, mm-hmm. I do love like the feel of being there.
Oh yeah,
Horror Nights, you know.
Of course, yes.
And just being mm-hmm. on vacation, you know, in Universal Studios.
Yeah, and still you're in Universal. So
right. Exactly.
Just love it, the rides and
exactly.
Yeah. And then on September 1st, 2023, we hit episode 200.
Crazy.
And I thanked you guys 200 times.
Oh my God, you
was
did.
That the highlight of this year? I would say so.
Sure.
I would say it was.
That's pretty sad. I mean, it was funny.
Yeah.
But so annoying.
Craziness, yeah. So yeah, we hit episode 200.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Insane.
That is insane.
And we're not going to hit episode 400 until 2025.
Yeah.
So
that's how weeks work.
Yeah. unless we want to double down, do 2 episodes a week.
I think we're good. If we don't do it during Halloween.
We could do that if you wanted
but
to.
But we couldn't.
I'm going to leave that up to you.
Stop it.
If you want to do 2 a week.
Do you know how hard it is for us to record once a week?
Even now, it's 11:30 at night. So after that, we returned from Disney and we did our Disney World trip breakdown episode.
Yes.
With our girls for the first time.
And can I just say something?
You can say anything you want. Go. Oh,
don't say that because you'll have to edit a lot out with my language. No. So, Christmas.
Yes.
Am I allowed?
Sure.
Okay. So, we exchange gifts with the girl. Well, Santa comes for the girls.
Right.
Me and you exchange some gifts.
And Hanukkah Harry, too.
And Hanukkah Harry. That's right.
For Hanukkah.
Hanukkah is over.
Okay.
So, enough of Hanukkah
so
Harry.
So is Christmas.
Well, yes, that's true. And then at the end, you came out of the other room. You're like, oh, man. You're like, this one, because he likes to wrap gifts Christmas Eve in the privacy of a closed room with the leftover paper from Christmas Eve that we opened with my family.
That's right.
Everybody knows. No, it's funny. My family knows to gently open their gifts to save your paper.
Yes. And so already pre-cut. It's so awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Makes life so easy.
Do you see what I deal with, people?
Makes
Do you
life
see
so
this?
Easy.
And then he saves it even after I open everything.
Always wrap your paper with other people's scraps that already cut and...
your gift.
Folded and... yes. What did I say?
Your paper. It's getting late, people.
Always wrap the gifts with leftover paper. Right.
Save the paper.
Yes.
That's Greg's line. So he comes out of the bedroom with a 3 different paper wrapped gift. And he's like, oh man, there was one other thing. It was in the corner. Like, I didn't see it. So I'm like, okay. I mean, he's like, it's not that good of a gift, but...
yeah, but it's just
there, so obviously. I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. So I open it, and it's a teddy bear. I'm like, oh my God, how cute. And I'm like, wait. And I could feel in the middle, like if you squeeze it, it'll talk. And I squeeze it, and it's our girls saying back to back, love you, mama.
All right, I'm going to go grab it.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Right, do you want to talk? You could talk about it.
Okay, well, the rest of the story. Okay, I'll keep talking. Well, he's going to get the bear. So it's really cute. You'll hear it in about 10 seconds. But when you squeeze it, it's both of our girls saying, so one of them goes first, and then the other one goes, and talk about having to edit to make it perfect. But it's really cute, and it made me cry. And here it is.
I'm back. So it's like a 12-inch bear.
Yeah.
And it has a personalized recordable thing that you take out and you record and you put it back in. And right. It's one of those push hug buttons. And it sounds like... So,
but isn't that the cutest freaking thing you've ever heard?
It's a teddy bear and you squeeze it and both girls are saying, I love you, mama.
I must have played this thing. And it's funny because my kids are right there. Like I could just, but just the way it sounds, they sound so cute. And I love it. I thought it was the cutest thing. But then little did I know that attached to the bear, which fell off of him, so it was in the wrapping paper, was three letters. One to me and one to each of our girls. So I'm like, do I read? Like, are they all the same? And he's like, well, you can read yours first. So I read mine. I'm reading it. And it's, you know, he's not as, he doesn't hate me as much as he comes off.
At times.
As, I know. Well, same to you. So then, like, the end of it, it goes, by the way, ... we're going to Disney.
Oh, yeah. In 4 months from right now.
We're coming back. Oh, so, yeah.
That was your real.
That was my, I didn't need anything else. And I looked at him and I was like, like, for real. Like, are we... I have questions. How, when, where are we staying? Like,
and
oh, my gosh.
My answers were, well, we don't have a plane ticket yet.
We don't have a hotel.
We don't have
to
a hotel
in.
Yet, and we don't have park tickets yet.
Yeah.
But we're going.
Right.
I'm going to find a way.
Right. So, we'll update you on that.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's pretty exciting that we're going back to Disney before our usual...
August trip.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have an episode.
We will.
About that.
Yeah.
When the time comes. But, yeah, we're going back.
I do. I'm curious how it'll be with the girls this time because they're a little bit different than they were in August. They're a little more, no, I do it.
Yeah.
Back up. Don't touch it. I'm going to do it all by myself, even if it kills me.
But they also know Disney more now than they did.
Yeah, they do.
So we'll see. It's going to be
fun. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just wanted to say that I'm super excited.
There you
and
go.
It's the best Christmas gift ever.
All right. Well, there you go. Not that you didn't get engaged during Christmas a couple years ago. But all right. And then moving on.
But that was, well, okay. Yeah, I got a point there. Actually, we're recording 9 years.
Yes.
To the day.
Yeah.
Since we got engaged.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
So.
Enough of the cute stuff. Keep
right,
going.
All right.
That's enough for the year.
So that was your best Christmas gift. My worst Christmas was that.
Shut up.
Trip.
Yeah. Okay.
Not the trip. That day. That moment in time. So moving on, we interviewed Neil.
Yes.
Who used to own a Halloween Express store.
Which was super interesting to speak with because, I don't know, it was just like back then how things worked and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which actually, when we were at the Starline concert, some girls came up to me and they were like, oh, can we get a picture of you? I'm like, yeah, of course, you know. And they're like, oh, we heard your episode with Neil. We know him.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, I didn't tell you this?
No.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
And they knew Neil, and they're like, oh, yeah, we heard the episode, and they know him from Jersey.
How funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, look at that. So
they were probably like, how is he talking? Like, how is he on Pooh Bear's podcast?
I know.
You know?
That's so funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. So, and then we really went into our, so we did the Halloween store, right. Halloween Express. And then took off.
Yes.
So really, September 15th started our Halloween episodes with Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 22nd, we did our phobias.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Rob from Kind Over Killings on Tell Us All About his upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. And then we finally had Timmy.
Yes, Timmy Haskell. We have such a pass with him.
Yeah.
And I have a love-hate relationship with Timmy.
Well,
because I love him
you.
And he hates me. So, but
he
Timmy
loves
Haskell,
me.
Yeah.
And I love him.
Nightmare NYC runs Psycho Clan. And we worked with him and for him for his New York City haunt. So.
Right.
We do love Timmy.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah,
and he had two haunts this year. We went to both of them.
We did.
One in New York and one upstate.
They were fun.
They were. Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we really loved the upstate one. The Horseman one.
Yes.
We really loved that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did. Yeah.
Except that guy at the end.
Yeah.
He
Go
was
listen
a jerk.
To that. Yeah, he was.
I snapped about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a... Okay, I can't say it.
All right.
New Year's resolution.
You can listen to the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then our first haunt of the season was 13th Hour.
Yes.
We went there and we did their escape room, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh. talk about wanting to do something again for the first time.
Yeah, even I was like
blown away.
Whoa.
Like, it's like movie grade. Like, we're not even just saying it. Like, I'm telling you, if you want to do an escape room and you're in the area, go to them. Oh, they're priced just the same as any other escape room you're going to go to. You can have not as many people in, but you can, it's the price, and you just go in, you do the escape room, and you're going to get the best experience.
Like, legitimately.
Like, I'm not, and listen, do the Wizard of Oz one. I don't know. That's just me. We didn't do the other ones yet.
It was insane. Yeah. I'll tell you that. For an escape room, it's nothing out there like this.
And it's difficult. Like, it actually is pretty difficult, but it's not hard where it's like, you're not going to be able to see everything.
Yes, which annoys me when we go to them and it's like, they're just impossible. Yeah. And it's like,
there's a million pieces of shredded paper and you have to find the one with the,
right.
Silly.
Right. Right. Yeah, and there's 3,000 violet dots and you have to find the one blue dot.
Right.
It's like, and this was challenging.
Right.
It had its moments where, we were like, ugh. But then also we got through it and, we were able to solve it. Yeah. And we did well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was really good. It was.
It was so good.
It was, yeah.
You were in the movie. You were Dorothy.
Yeah.
Yes. But I don't want to give too much away. You should do it.
Yeah. But that was a great day because we did the escape room. And
we had Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory.
With the greatest waiter ever.
Yes. And I got my ice cream sundae. Well, my ice cream for my birthday.
Yes.
And then we went to the Haunted House at night.
Yeah.
What a great day.
It was.
There's a lot of days where I think back in October and I'm like, that was a really good day.
Well, yeah.
And a few years ago, we went to the Philly Met game.
Yes. Yes.
In Philadelphia.
Right.
And the Mets clinched.
Yep.
A wild card spot. Yeah, and then we went to a haunted house at night.
Yeah.
And then last year we went to a haunted house and the Fred Durst party.
Right after it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was so great.
My birthday. And this year, I think this was the day that just looked back. It's like so much fun. The entire day.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a full day. That's what it was. We go to haunted house at night where it's like, oh, that was a great haunt.
Yeah.
But this was an entire day.
Yes, exactly.
So I love that. And then we went to my favorite around, my scariest that I think is Oasis.
Right.
And that, again, they had the, during the day, family pumpkin picking.
Yes.
And at night, the haunted house.
Right.
And then halfway through, we did a Halloween update of everything we'd done for the month.
Right, just to be what's like.
To be. Yeah. And after that, we did the 4-H House of Horrors.
Mm-hmm. Which good was, people.
Yep. Local charity.
Yes.
And this is a strange stat, but that episode was the most shared episode of this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of people were like sharing it, sending it. Mm-hmm. And then we got into 4 haunts in one night.
Oh my goodness, that night.
Making history.
That was exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
But fun.
Yeah.
And memorable.
Yep. Yep. Listen to that. That's another night that I'll never forget.
Right.
4 different haunts, completely different haunts, completely different locations, all different haunts in one night. Crazy. Yes. And then the Brookdale Haunted Theater.
Mm-hmm. Our people.
Like, that I feel like we're such
a part of it.
Yeah. I do.
Well, not.
No, but we're
like
a
part of the family.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're not a part of it.
No, but, and they're a part of our.
They're a haunt where I'm like, we have to go over here.
Yeah, I love them.
Because they literally gut it, they have to, and redesign it every single year, too.
Every year. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And then we spoke to Carrie, the 30-hour Coffin Challenge Six Flags.
Yeah.
That was a fun episode.
Yeah.
And if you remember that, and they had a competition Six Flags, go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
You had to survive 30 hours in the park in a coffin.
Right.
And do challenges. And then we interviewed Vinny Pacifico.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually is in Tokyo.
Crazy.
Right now.
Crazy.
He's in Japan wrestling.
Is he in Disney?
I don't know. But he's in Japan and he won his wrestling match.
Nice.
He did. I saw on his page. He's victorious out in Japan.
Nice.
So.
Congrats.
Yes, sir. And then that's when we wrapped up Halloween and kicked off Christmas.
December 1st.
Boy, your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was yesterday, and now we have our tree down already.
Yeah.
We got it down as quickly as possible.
Yeah. By the way, are you 20 yet or not yet?
I'm going to, no, I guess.
Okay.
I'll just say no.
Okay.
I'll stick with that.
Yeah, we ended our Halloween season, kicked off Christmas and Hanukkah, and like you said, now it's all over, and we're getting ready for New Year's.
And that's it.
Crazy, just like that.
And then bring on Disney.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's getting me through these next couple months of misery.
Yep. And then you challenged me on my Hanukkah knowledge.
Right.
And then we went to Winter Wonderlights.
Yes, I love Winter
Wonderlights. That's our favorite drive-thru light show. Yes,
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. And I love them, like the people who run it. Like they're such nice and funny people.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are. And they shared some stories with us too.
Yes.
So check it out. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And then I questioned you on your Christmas knowledge.
Yeah, you did.
And I actually learned a lot doing it.
Yeah.
And we got some good feedback.
We did. Episode, we did. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, great.
We always love hearing
it. Great. Now I have to record me burning my sister's face.
Can't wait for that. We'll put it up on the Instagram.
Yep.
So we still have some Christmas episodes to do.
We do.
We're going to get into, but you know, it's New Year's and we had to do a 2023 wrap up.
Right.
But
it's our tradition.
Yes. But we're going to do the Kevin McCurdy, they have a Christmas event.
That we did.
That we did. And it was fantastic.
Oh my God, so good.
Amazing. It was
Santa's village.
Yeah. It's a lot to see and do and photo ops and it's great. And there's so much there. And it's not much walking. It's
not.
The way they have it designed, their walk-through trail, it's really well put together.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do an episode on that and hopefully interview them. That's why we haven't done it yet. We're trying to work out a schedule to get them on, Holly and Kevin, who run it out there. Right. Mm-hmm. And they also have a haunted house and escape room. So we want to talk about it all.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do an episode. So we did the Christmas house in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to tie it to this episode, but we're like, you know what? They deserve their own.
Yes, because there's enough to talk about for an episode, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, they deserve, spotlight.
Yeah, they do. They do a great job. So, they deserve a featured episode to their own, and we could really break down everything that that they had.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's really it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about 2023?
It was an okay year.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad year.
No, it wasn't.
That we had some things happen personally.
Yeah, we did,
in the family.
I'm sure as many people.
So that's why I don't want to be like, it was the best year ever.
No, it wasn't, because we did lose, a close family member. Well, a few.
Two.
A few. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I feel like every year, unfortunately, the older we get, the older family gets. And that's the only bad part of growing up besides being a kid again.
Right.
Is, But yeah, but other than that, listen, we're here and we're going to 2024.
Yep.
We have a lot of good things planned for it.
Yes, we do. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Yeah. Other than that, I am thankful and grateful for all the listeners that we still have and all the new ones that we made.
Okay, me too.
Yes. That's my... It's my thankfulness for this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I think our New Year's resolution that we're going to keep is we need to be every day some sort of active situation
I chase toddlers around all day, so sure.
Active, like 10 push-ups. Go.
I can't do push-ups. I have a bad neck.
Whatever it is. But I understand. If you do them, maybe you'll...
Squats. No, yeah. I can't start with that.
We'll talk to Arturo.
Work your way up. Yes,
let's talk to Arturo.
He will say you can't just jump to...
But he'll put us on a starting point.
Okay.
Of where to go.
Right. I got to stretch. That's where my starting point is.
I think every day we set aside at least 15 minutes to do it. Every single day.
But, okay, Arturo, can you please tell him to stretch because he doesn't believe in it?
Well.
You don't.
Well.
You're like, oh, I'll just do straight this stuff. I'm like, no, but you're going to hurt yourself.
I just want a bike ride forever.
Well, that's different. And swim that would for that hours. You could do. I wish.
I should have been a dolphin. A bike riding dolphin. That's what I should have been in my life.
Bro.
I could have made a good life being a bike riding dolphin.
Instead, you're a human bear.
I know.
Human.
I guess that's the alternative I chose.
Yeah. Your life. So, you chose it.
Yeah, man.
No one else to blame.
I could have been a dolphin riding bicycle.
Okay.
But instead.
It's getting a little silly now. It's getting a little silly. Instead, I'm a
concert going bear.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's a pretty cool alternative,
it's
though.
It's a good alternative.
Right, right.
So, anyway, that's it. That's what I'm going to end 2023 with.
Okay.
That's my parting thoughts.
I like it.
Anything else you want to...
No, and no more soda.
No
which
more
we've
soda.
We've been on that for a while.
Yeah,
but...
we have. We have. Cutting out soda. So, all right. Well, that's it. For reals, thank you, everyone out there, for listening and being a part of our family and our show.
Yes.
And you're the reason we do it. Believe me, there's many, many weeks where we are exhausted.
Yes. And
like,
And there's many weeks
where... just skip this one week.
But no, Greg would never allow
never.
It. I would. I'm going to be honest. I would. I would say, you know what? I'm tired.
Never.
It's been a crazy week.
Yeah. If you guys, we've told this before, but for the new listeners out there, we've been doing this for, what, 3-4 years now, 200-something episodes, mm-hmm. I said before. We have not missed 1 week. Some weeks we've done 2 episodes. Most weeks we've done one.
Yeah.
And through you being pregnant, through us having the babies.
No, back up. Me being in the hospital.
You being in the hospital.
Before I even had the children for 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Right.
And we would record in the hospital, a nurse would walk in, and we'd be
like, what are you doing?
Yeah, laughing into a phone and talking, and they're like, listen, it's
like,
2 a.m.
We have to check your blood pressure. You can't be doing this.
Yeah, this isn't like a fraternity house here. We're trying to run a hospital.
You would be juggling oranges.
Yeah, yeah. So through you being in the hospital, through the birth of our kids, through going to Disney, through you having COVID, through me having COVID, mm-hmm. through the loss of family members. Right. We do not miss weeks through car accidents.
I will say, this is kind of like our escape too. It's kind of like our, like, okay, now we're talking about this topic and nothing else is really
mm-hmm.
happening right now. For this hour that we're talking, it's about this, and that's what our mind's on. So
I know, you know, I know.
It's nice.
But there were some weeks where it was difficult to get an episode, and we made sure to find the time and to do it. And no matter what, through COVID and all that stuff, each of us were so sick, and we made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it means everything that you guys listen and reach out and tell us, you know, what you like and what's funny. And even if you don't like it, tell us, let us know.
Yeah.
That's just as important, even more. So this way, absolutely. You know, we keep you guys entertained.
Like, you can let us know if you find Greg, like, annoying. It's okay.
Yeah, you do it all the time, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And look at this. We're still here doing it. So bring it on. And if anybody ever wants to come on and talk, open invite, for real.
Oh, yeah.
And the one deal to that is that you have to come on and do my intro. That's your way onto the the podcast.
People probably love doing that. Yeah. And it annoys me that people like it because I hate it. No, I don't hate it. It grew on me.
That's what I want for my 40th birthday is to do my intro.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
The only time I ever was like, yeah, I'll do it was when Johnny Bananas won a 7th ring.
Yeah.
Because I did 7-7.
Yeah. So, all right. Anyway, that's it. Let's end this because we got to get on to New Year's Eve.
And go to sleep.
And get on to 2024 and go to sleep.
Right.
So, for reals, thank you all for listening. We really, really, really appreciate it more than you ever know. So, hit us up. Let us know. And we will get back to you.
Yes.
We will. I promise. We might not be like within the first 5 minutes.
And listen, there's times where we see the mess or Greg will open a message and not read it. And then people probably see that we've seen it.
Yeah, because the problem is I don't know how to work all this social media, Instagram stuff. No,
so he'll be like,
Instagram
well,
stuff.
How do I look? I'm like, you did look at it already.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then we won't have the time to like really, because we don't want to just answer you quick.
Yes.
We want to, you know, actually... Yeah. Take yes. like not take our time, but we want to like put thought and
yeah. Well, that's the other thing. Like one of us will see it and want to show the other person, not be able to show them until like
right. So later. If it says that we saw it, don't think we're ignoring you.
Yes,
we will always answer.
We for sure will. So, all right, that's it. I'm ending it here.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm stopping recording right okay. now.
Not yet.
Okay.
Because I gotta say, thank y'all. I am Greg, aka Crazy Greg, aka Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am ready for 2024.
All right. So for the last time of 2023, Greg and Alex, Anything Goes Podcast, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you next year.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.